IR Simplified podcast, episode 58. Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining me here on this, the first episode of the IR Simplified podcast for 2018. Now, this episode isn't going to be talking so much about industrial relations as such, as more of a bit of a preview of what's coming in the next 12 months for this, the IR Simplified website, and all good stuff related to industrial relations. So, without further ado, let's get on with the show. Now, kicking the year off, there's one thing that I do want to say, and it's one of those things that has really baffled me that I cannot, in all honesty, get my head around, is that why are so many business owners, businesses, managers, etc., taking unfair dismissal applications all the way through to arbitration with the commission? Why? I mean, you know, here's the thing. When you get an unfair dismissal application, you need to look at it as a business process. Leave your emotion out of it, leave your ego out of it, and leave everything like that out of it, and look at it from a purely business perspective. Okay, you go through the process, it falls over at conciliation, which, you know, for what reason, one reason or another, whether it's your fault or the other party's fault, well, who you would like to transfer blame to, yourself or to the other party, that's beside the question. So this is the thing. Why take it through to arbitration? Why take it through to a public hearing? What do you know, what's a public hearing going to do? Are you going to send a message to someone? Send a message to who? No one really gives a whoopty about, you know, whether your business has been successfully in, fairly terminating someone's employment or what. So, you know, this is the thing. I mean, yeah, it's, please, don't, if you get one, don't take it to arbitration. Do whatever you can to settle it, because that's the thing. And remember, once it's settled, it gets wrapped up in a deed of release, and then no one has to know about it again. If you push the, oh, it's the principle of the matter, or I want to send a message, or I want to teach this guy a lesson, or I want to do this, or I want to do that, then it becomes public knowledge, and then everyone gets to know about it, everyone gets to read about it. And if you're going, if you actually lose it, then, you know, everyone's going to know that you've lost because you've treated this person unfairly, you've sacked him for an unjust reason, or whatever it is. So please, you know, this is one thing. And, you know, this is the thing. It's not about paying go-away money. It's about making a commercially objective decision. You know, what are you going to do? Are you going to spend, you know, 15, 20 grand on lawyers for a $5,000 decision? I mean, what's the point? What's the point in spending that? So, anyway. Oh, yes, I know. I've got my head in my hands at the moment. I'm just, it's one of those things that frustrates me, because this is the thing. The only people who win out of unfair dismissal applications are the lawyers and the consultants and all those paid agents and whoever else who want to push your case, push your matter to arbitration. Just settle it for whatever reason you can. You know, if you've done something wrong, go in and understand that the most you'd have to pay is 26 weeks of that person's wage. So if they're earning, you know, if they're earning 70 grand a year, then the most you'd have to pay is 35. So, but this is, and then what, you're going to spend in all your time as lawyers' fees preparing documents? So, please. So, anyway, that's enough of that one before I start banging my head into the microphone here. So, please don't fall into whatever rhetoric or promises or whatever stuff that's going on. Think of that, you know, put the business's interests ahead of your own arrogance, your own ego, your own personal vendetta against this person or whatever. Settle the matter as best as you can. If you can't settle it, well, you know, see how much you have to pay to make it go away. So that's it. And yes, I know I did use that phrase. So we're not paying go away money. We're paying to settle the matter. That's what we're doing. We're not paying this person to go away. We're paying to settle the matter. Because if you're just paying someone to go away, then they're free to say whatever they want. If you're paying to settle the matter, then you get to agree to the terms of the settlement as well. And one of those terms should be the whole no disparaging comments, one point of contact, and all that sort of stuff. So, anyway, bit of a long rant there. It's one of those things that really, really does frustrate me about this whole process of industrial relations and unfair dismissals in particular. So anyway, what's coming for 2018? Well, the podcast will be becoming a regular. They'll be done, they'll be released every Monday. So this one's coming out on Monday the 8th, and then whatever the 7 days is, the 15th, and all that sort of stuff. It's been a long day. I haven't had a coffee. Actually, I've had one and a half coffees this morning, so and I'm due for another one. So anyway, what's coming? Yeah, podcasts are becoming more frequent. I'm ramping up, getting back into the swing of writing blog posts, so there'll be more of them coming out. I also have a number of webinars in the works, so they'll come out. There will be a couple of live ones, probably a live one once a month. Then there'll be a pre-recorded one that you can access, and they may be evergreen ones or something like that that you can access all the time. So anytime that you want. What else? Really chuffed to say that the first batch of coaching clients through the IR101 coaching program are just about to finish what they're doing and everything like that. So they'll be graduating the coaching program in the next couple of weeks here. After going through all that sort of stuff, now the IR101 coaching program has had a bit of a revamp. Instead of being 8 weeks, I've now moved it to 3 months, so it's a 90 days. That is to spread things out a bit more. Now, there was a bit of feedback from those who went through the program that, yeah, while the information was great, it was just a little bit too intense and a bit too much to pick up and digest and sift through in the 8 weeks, so I've sort of spread it out over a bit more longer period of time. So, but there'll be links, obviously, to the IR1 program. There's links to the webinars and all that sort of stuff that'll come out. And the only way, that's it. The other thing I wanted to mention was the only way you can find out about all of this is through becoming a subscriber to the IR Simplified newsletter. Now, you'll find that by going to irsimplified.com.au/newsletter. Whack your name and email address into that. Also, by becoming a subscriber, you'll get a daily email unless you turn around and say, no, thank you, I only want a monthly update. In which case, you'll get the monthly update instead of the daily emails. Now, these daily emails, what I do is I talk about a particular one little actionable task that you can do to improve industrial relations. So this year, really going full steam ahead with that, because had great feedback from our subscribers of the daily emails last year. So this year, you know, my goal is to obviously, you know, as a consultant, which, you know, I don't do much consulting anymore, is to put myself out of business. So I want to give you everything that I know. I want to give you all the information that I have. I'm not going to hold anything back, especially for those through the IR101 coaching program. So this is it. You're going to get everything. Yes, if you want to go through everything over the full 12 months, then yeah, you may get everything I know. Depends what tangents we go on and fly off and all that sort of stuff. But I do guarantee you that if you go through the IR101 coaching program, that you will get every bit of information that I have. You will learn everything that I know, because my aim of that, my goal of that, is to, you know, to give you the confidence and the abilities to manage your industrial relations problems, processes, challenges, or whatever, yourself, without having to rely on someone else to look after it for you. So that's about it for this one. I'm going to make it a really, really short one. Hopefully get in under 10 minutes if I have a quick waffle here at the end. Next week's episode, I haven't planned next week's episode, so you'll just have to subscribe and catch up to that. Or please like this one, subscribe to this one on iTunes. Please like it, give it a thumbs up, thumbs down, or whatever else. Or if you've got any comments, suggestions, and things that you'd like to hear me talk about on future episodes, please use the contact form at irsimplified.com.au/contact and let me know what topics you'd like to be discussed. So anyway, that about wraps it up for this one, the first one for 2018. I do look forward to having you join me on the next episode. So that's about it now for episode 58. My name's Cameron Blewett, and this was the IR Simplified podcast. Bye for now.